and a good morning all.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news. A Friday, we waited all week long for an installment of Not Necessarily the News. Where the world turns for their news. Some are turning it off, but nonetheless, they're turning.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
What happened?
Hey, Hank, Facebook Livers, you Hanksters, have fun out there, up there, wherever you may be, as we stream live for internet fun. Well, it is the first evacuation in the space station's 25-year history, and it's going on now. Yeah. Four astronauts up there on the space station are coming home a month early after one of the four had some sort of, quote, serious medical issue.
No.
Yeah, they say the astronaut is stable, though. They just need to get him back and run some tests and figure out what's going on. But NASA hasn't given a ton of details because of privacy concerns and HIPAA laws and things like that.
I thought that was only for Earth.
No, you just wait, though, and the astronaut will eventually go on social media and tell everybody of their ailments like everybody else. So that's coming. But Godspeed. Be safe.
So weddings are now the talk of the town, and no one is safe, Mr. JB. Even Dennis Leary.
Oh, he's greatness.
Who will soon be the father of the groom in the very near future and has some big-time rules for what's going on there. You see, although the happy couple, they want the full wedding experience, so everyone now has to learn a special dance. He says, yeah, that's not going to be happening.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Discuss that romantic notion of the destination wedding.
My kid said this to me about me and my wife. Where'd you guys get married? We got married. It was a destination wedding. We lived in the city, and we went 20 minutes to her mother's house to get married in her mother's tiny backyard.
Oh,
they're like, oh, who was your caterer? Your grandmother was the caterer. Who did your flowers? It was outside. Mother Nature did the flowers.
There you go.
Yeah, he also says his parents also had the ultimate destination wedding. Mm. And that is because they immigrated from Ireland to America.
Hey.
So, A+.
There it is right there.
Good morning, Susie.
Is this where I thank all of our sponsors again?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, in a recent poll, 9 in 10 Gen Zers said they can't imagine a life now without ChatGPT.
Oh, for crying out loud.
9 in 10. And then ChatGPT asked me, would you like me to come up with a 12-point plan on how we can get the final one? No. Speaking of OpenAI, a competitor just announced, well, actually, no, they make ChatGPT, but they announced a new tool, get ready for ChatGPT Health, which will encourage people to upload their medical records, and then ChatGPT can tell them medical things.
Well, it's a good thing that no one ever hacks into these computer systems, you know, shares your data.
That's what we need to be telling the machines that are just learning as much as they can to ultimately annihilate us. Also, in medical news, the state of Utah announced they're letting AI refill prescriptions. It can write prescriptions for 190 different medications.
That's it?
None of the ones that you, though, need. That's how it works. We're doing fine, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. Just ask Travis Kelce. You see, he's got a lot of action going on as well. He's set to tie the knots and thinking about retirement, but will not be eating butterscotch candy and playing bingo to pass the time. Mm-mm. He wants to come straight to your living room. Future Mr. Taylor Swift in talks with Netflix about becoming a sports correspondent for their live football games.
Hey, now.
He wants between 10 and 20 million.
I didn't know that was an open position.
I didn't either. And no one's even approached me about this. So Heather, I'm going to have to give them a call. He says he would go another season with the Chiefs if his body can handle it. For the meanwhile, he'd like a few weeks of normalcy and admits it would be very tough to go out after this season because they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're
they had a really bad
track.
Year for the Chiefs right there. Well done. I don't know why Netflix isn't approaching you right there.
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
You
I'm calling Mr. Flix.
You should be.
Time to talk about sports.
We actually just did. Well, in other sports news, the Puppy Bowl lineup has been announced. Yeah, Team Fluff going up against each other. And before moving to their brand new stadium, they've been at, it's been called things over the years, but it's where the Buffalo Bills play. 53 years at Highmark Stadium, and they're moving to a new big one across the street. And they're selling everything in the old one. Oh. And I mean everything. They are selling off everything. Old chunks of turf, about $550 for one of the bleacher seats. A goalpost part of it costs you about $100.
A goalpost?
Yeah. And they haven't given a price yet, but soon, up for the auction block, you can get from the Buffalo Bills 53-year-old stadium the urinal troughs.
Ew!
Yeah, so there you go. If you want your man cave to literally smell like a cave, or just Buffalo, New York in general, this is your opportunity, kids. There you go, sports.
So when you think of fabulous Las Vegas, it's about bright lights, live music, gambling, and all-you-can-eat buffets, as well as carbo loads. Joey Chestnut knows this all too well as he's returning to Sin City at the end of the month for another championship belt while we're on the sports tip.
Yeah.
This would be the Seagulls Bagel Mania World Bagel Eating Championship. See, he won last year by eating 15 bagels in just 10 minutes. That's with the cream cheese.
That's a lot.
And beat the second place finisher by a half a bagel. It's $10,000 richer.
Well done. He is a legend,
Joey,
and that is a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In celebrity news, Spencer Pratt this week announced he is running for mayor of Los Angeles. Spencer Pratt, you might recognize him from the reality show The Hills. In other words, you're not going to recognize him. Mickey Rourke said, because of all the dust-up about this GoFundMe that was his, not his, he's actually now starting to get a lot of offers everywhere. But, quote, says Mickey Rourke, he is holding out for a big payday.
Yeah.
I think that's what got him in this place to begin with.
Yeah,
just keep trying right there. And then, finally, because he's been asking for one, and he got his answer from President Trump in a letter that said, no, Diddy, I will not be granting you a pardon. Yeah, it was the wrong kind of oil that he was after.
Hey,
92.1 Hank FM.